All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody. Happy Thursday out there. Hopefully you don't have any traffic like we had on the Golden Glades yesterday that had a lot of people screaming and yelling out there and a little bit late for work. And so hopefully everybody's back to normal today on the roads here as we continue on, man, one day closer. And now the night of National Football League starts back up, man, with Dallas Cowboys who bring all the fans. And the Eagles, who bring the best team, the champions of last year's Super Bowl. So should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun to watch. And tomorrow, I expect that game, by the way, with the Chiefs and Chargers to be a close game. I do. I don't know who will win. I'm not going against Patrick Mahomes in any close games after he won like 10 of them last year. Seemed like every one of their games had some craziness at the end of the game that allowed them to win. But hey, man, good teams find a way to win even when they don't play their best, right? Isn't that the old saying that the good ones need? I'm with everybody else on this Dolphins game. Not everybody, but Tua versus Daniel Jones. That's one. You look at that secondary, that defense last year, I believe, was 29th in the NFL. You got to get after it. You have to, that should be a big passing game, a good all-around game, get some run game going a little bit as well. They struggle with that and feel good about yourself. Get that first win of the season, come home, get ready to play the Patriots and off and running. Now, how do you do against the Bills? How do you do later on against the Ravens? We'll see. I know it hadn't been great for this team. But I will tell you, and I was glad to hear yesterday Kyle Krabs talking about this. Look at, man, their schedule is part of this story. Their schedule that they have is part of the story. And that schedule has a lot of games on it that you have to win. Cleveland, have to win. Saints, have to win. Panthers, have to win. Falcons, got to beat the Falcons. These are all teams, by the way, that were really bad. And the Patriots are coming to town. I know they had a lot of money. They got a lot of new guys, a lot of free agents, big-name free agents. You got to take care of the Patriots at home. We'll start with that. And then a couple weeks later, you got the Jets at home. You got to take care of that one too. But, you know, so what do you say? The Colts are going to be the worst team on their schedule. And I'm like, oh.
Well, this will be definitely one of them. I think they're going to. So they're at 7.5 wins like us. And I do think they will go under that.
Okay, but you said there.
You put like
you started with the worst team.
Put a 5 or 6 win team. I mean, right, give or take, they'll be one of the worst.
You have a schedule that if you play your best.
So it depends, like, how bad do you think the Jets are going to be? Like, it depends, like, you know, teams like that. Like,
I don't know. Let me ask you, how much you trust that quarterback?
Not much. Not much. I don't think the Jets are going to be great. I think they'll be, you know, it'll be tough, right? Those divisional games usually are.
No, always. That Patriots, by the way, Patriots were tough last year.
The Patriots are the big mystery, right? Because everyone thinks, the national media, I guess, thinks the Patriots are going to be, you know, like Super Bowl contenders, like,
yeah,
the darlings
but
of the
all the national stuff, and you know, and
I know,
and the paper teams, and we've been the paper teams before.
Well, they all think the Dolphins are one of the worst teams in football.
They do.
We have some Dolphins down there in like the late 20s and all those power rankings.
We have a few guys that come on this radio show that been coming on for a long time that don't think that the team's going to be very good, so, and don't like the way the thing. You know, what it looks like and the things that happen with the trade before the season started. So, but now all that stuff, whether you believe, you don't believe, you think it's a 5-win team. I don't think it's a 5-win team. Yesterday, Kyle Krabs had 10 wins.
Be nice. 10. The problem, though, with 10 is, like, what is that? Does that get you in the playoffs? Maybe.
Yes.
Well, maybe.
10 gets you a wild card.
Okay. So let's say you get the wild
card. Sometimes gets you a wild card, but not always.
So you get it. So you get into the playoffs as a wild card. You know, yes. Is that?
No, because you got to go back.
Then again, because you got to go play one of those fans that are going to be like, well, we're just, you know, this is all we are, and we're going to bring everyone back, and people get riled up with that. So
this team needs to find a way. And listen, the Buffalo Bills, they got same cast of characters back. Would they win 13, 14 games last year? We play them early in the year on a Thursday night football game. That's coming up before you know it, right? Same week.
You should be able to be the second best team in this division, hopefully. I mean, that's the goal, right?
That would be the goal. Yes. That you got to get that two spot. But anyway, hey man, there's a lot of games, and if they don't play well, and by the way, this is all with Tua in the lineup. We should start with that. This is with Tua. All this is with Tua. You have to go with Zach Wilson, who's got a lot of starts. It's just going to be a drop off, and the things you want to do with this team. It's just, well, you see where Zach's coming from. You see where this thing is built for Tua and what Tua does best and how he gets his guys the ball. And some of the things Tua does, Zach just doesn't do. Those slants and throwing it as those guys are coming out of their break. He's even said it's weird for me to throw a ball and I see a safety behind my receiver and I'm throwing right at that safety. Tua does it. He looks it off, comes back, and hits those skinny posts and slant routes and crossing routes between linebackers and corners. And so this is all with Tua. For the success, all bets are off once again for me personally. If we got to go to a backup quarterback,
it's more than all bets off. They have to go backup. It's probably going to get ugly. And then you go. I mean, big picture would be even uglier, right?
Well, we had the double ugly because our guy was bad and got injured.
Yeah,
but it's not only did he play poorly against Seattle, he got knocked out of the frigging game. What, he break his ribs?
Yeah, but to me, it's more about the big picture. Like, if he goes down again, then, you know, then you guys start looking big picture here. But someone said, wow, guys, I have no skin in the game. You guys are way off. The Dolphins have a hard time going 4-13. That comes from the 561. Another 561 says, ChatGPT says 10 wins. We're good to go.
I don't see how somebody has this team.
No, they're not gonna go
4-13. No. By the way, and that's kind of what Mike Florio is saying.
The only way that happens if Tua gets hurt in the opener or something.
Now,
if they lose the opener,
what?
There's definitely a chance the wheels come off.
After one game?
Yeah, I think this is a big game. This is a big game. Because, again, I don't know how the records are going to shake out. I don't know which is going to end up being the worst team.
So they can't even play a home game. And you already go, that's it.
Can we all just at least agree that the Colts are not one of the better teams on your schedule? Can we all agree on that at least? I don't know. They don't have to be the worst, but they're certainly not one of the best.
No, I agree. But that's not what you started with.
Fine.
Then take back what you said. Well, because you said they're the worst team on the schedule.
I think they're going to win 5 or 6 games, Joe.
Okay, so you went right back to it. You just don't want to see. You can't say
it. I think they're going to go under their win total.
What?
Why is that so outrageous? I think they're going to go under their win total. And anyone who thinks the Dolphins are going to go under their win total, they're at the same as the Colts. Has them as, you know.
All right.
5 or 6 wins is bad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me that.
No, you're welcome.
Thank you for the worst team in football. The Colts are. Daniel Jones is bad. Boy, that's.
Well, at least he won the job.
I don't know how much competition he had, honestly.
First John Gruden text in the morning.
But... John Gruden. Got to get John Gruden. That guy now that you bring it up. You said John Gruden text coming in. We're going to get John Gruden all the time. Do me a favor. You guys just tell each other that John Gruden came in.
You don't want me to announce it?
No, you don't have to. You just do it. That's your thing. Hey, I want to tell you about a couple of guys that are pretty damn good, and I hope you don't have to go through an automobile accident. I don't wish it on anybody. I don't wish getting hurt, slip and fall. that wasn't your fault. I don't listen. I get it, man. Nobody wants to go through that. But when you do, and you've been injured, and now you go to a law firm, you have to decide on a law firm, and you go to one of those beautiful TV commercials out there, and you go, hey, that's the guy I want. That's the guy I want right there. And they go, oh, no. He's just kind of a front guy for the law firm. He'll shake your hand, but he's not going to actually handle your case. Whoa, really? Yeah, but look at all our attorneys in there. We got some really good young ones in there. Hey, listen, I don't know if that's what you want to sign up for. I thought you want to sign up for great results with Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys who are ready to take really good care of you. Shake your hand and take your case from start to finish. More than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Let's talk about compassion and communication. Gary and Harvey believe you give your number out, and while you're sitting there injured and starting to feel like a second or third stringer, and that law firm you're with doesn't really care about you, I can tell you Harvey and Gary do. Yeah, you can always get a hold of them, even on a weekend. Call them. Hey, man, what's an update? I need to know what's going on. Can you tell me? We're just talking about it. Hey, no problem. Go to conanjudah.com. Read the reviews. Partners you can always reach, always get a hold of. Made us feel like we were their only client. That's what one happy client had to say. Hey, go to 866-FAIR-FEE. Go to conanjudah.com. And remember this. Don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.